Susan, can you make sure everybody gets copies of the stuff that was turned in tonight, because there weren't all of the copies?
Hearing's closed.
Okay, I believe that's all that. That would, Susan, do you have some information for us?
Well, we have, do you want to do the old business first?
Yep.
And then?
All right.
Have case number 10,790.
No.
Under old business, Christopher Brager.
Oh, I didn't have it on mine, oh, okay. Where'd I put it at?
This was a special use exception for a billboard and a variance from the setback requirement, square footage and height requirements.
Oh, gosh. No, this is that billboard, okay.
Yes.
Well, I had on that one there, that's down that Roxanne area, that's now, we had the 26 people, that one lady really gave a good testimony on that. You've got a, has everybody been down and looked at it?
Looked at it yesterday.
You had a chance to look at it? Okay.
I don't know how y'all feel. Mr. Brager, I thought, presented what his request was very well, but didn't address the standards for granting a variance. And personally, I don't feel that his request meets those standards.
I don't, and I think the opposition had, the one lady there that really gave a good, good one, and she did address them, if you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The opposition addressed them, otherwise, as to not apply, and the applicant didn't. I have to concur with that. I don't feel that the standards for granting the variance was met.
The other, another point that bothered me about it, the application was that I believe the present billboard in the area, part of the billboard was not rented at the present.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, to me, that indicates that.
Not that in the future with more people and more business they wouldn't, but.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah. But for now.
Right. Now it's not like it's there's a need.
No.
Yeah.
Mr. McCabe? Okay. Mr. Wortman?
I agree. He didn't address the standards.
Granting of the variance?
Yeah, I didn't think he met those. Okay. And I did go look at the site and. I agree with John. I don't think he met the standard for doing that.
Can I suggest that part of your findings would also be that because this is a special use exception, that there was insufficient proof that it would not adversely affect other properties and uses in the area? And that then specifically with respect to the variances, there were several that the applicant did not meet the specific requirements for.
The granting of the
special use, yeah.
In addition to what you've already suggested.
I would agree with that. Okay, if there's no further discussion at this time, and if the members are ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we deny case number 10,790, as I don't believe that it... the applicant has shown that it meets the standards for granting a variance. Obvious, the most obvious, it was created by the applicant. And also in regard to the special use exception, that there wasn't substantial proof to me that it would not have a substantially adverse effect on surrounding properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,790. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case 10,790 is denied. Okay. Now, I didn't look on top of my folder while I was going to see that. Okay. Now,
well, you recall last meeting, Mr. Lang, have a discussion with the Board of Adjustment on possible changes or concerns you may have. And the next available dates would be May 23rd, a Monday, or May 25th, a Wednesday. Mr. Lang suggested whatever date you choose. I would like to know ASAP. We have to
reserve. Yes, ma'am.
Can we do it tonight?
We need to reserve the room quickly.
Can't reserve Monday or Wednesday. What's your pleasure?
Either one's fine with me. Monday's probably.
Rick, I think, did you say Monday would be better?
Are you talking about 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock?
Well, also what was suggested, if I'll just throw it out there, 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 6 o'clock, not 7.
I can't make 3 o'clock. I can make 6. Can you make a 6?
Make a 6 o'clock, not a 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I can try.
I'm going to make a 3, though.
No.
I can't either. So 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And Monday?
I'm okay on either of those days.
Oh, Monday or Wednesday? What suits you better?
The 23rd or the 25th of May?
May 23rd.
Is a Monday and May 25th is a Wednesday.
Monday, 23rd, everybody?
Yeah.
23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or Wednesday? Doesn't matter. She just needs to know whichever one.
Monday's fine.
Monday's fine.
A regular day.
23rd, 6 o'clock. Madam
Six
Secretary.
6 o'clock is okay.
Yep.
Here?
Yes.
Right here.
Right here.
6 o'clock, yeah, and we'll have supper. 7 o'clock, we'll eat on our own.
As long as the air conditioning's on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell
you. Or I can wear shorts.
Okay.
Very well.
We can keep you behind the desk. We don't have to see your legs.
And if I Good recall, point. Rick, this is not for public. This is...
No.
Well, you have to advertise it...
Correct.
...as a workshop, but it's a... put in there that it's non-participatory or it's just strictly for the benefit of the board.
Okay.
They're allowed to show up.
Okay. Anything else? Madam Secretary, is that it?
That would be all.
That's Monday, May the 21st at 4 o'clock, right?
3rd.
Oh. Well, she's on
tonight. That'll be a Saturday.
Yeah. I thought you'd catch it. Already, if there being nothing else, the board is open for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Have a second?
Yeah.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Meeting adjourned, subject to call.